Brief remarks. First, I want to thank the board for the opportunity to see the additional candidates for the chancellor position and for your service. This has been, I'm sure, a very long day for all of you, so thank you very much. At the last Board of Trustees meeting, on behalf of the faculty, I implored the board to seek a strong and visionary leader for this campus, so I hope you've done that. It was exciting to hear from the candidates for this position, both earlier and now. Many of them shared at least some seminal ideas for SIU and their thoughts regarding the process to help our campus develop a vision for the future, leaving us with what one faculty member aptly labeled Vision High. As you know, this institution has in many respects been in survival mode or even in decline over the last 2 years, and we might even say perhaps the last decade, with as many as 6 chancellors, some of whom were interim or acting. It was healing to hear about other ways to address our fiscal and enrollment problems, thinking about options other than further cuts and losses. We appreciated the creativity and ideas that were brought to campus, and no matter who is ultimately hired, this infusion of ideas has stimulated thinking among our faculty, staff, and students. We've already had many creative conversations among colleagues across campus brought together by this search process. We look forward to the shared governance opportunities described over the course of these interviews, and we look forward to working with our new chancellor to develop a vision for SIU Carbondale as we grow and thrive our way into the future. SIU faculty, staff, and students are poised to rally around and roll up our sleeves for our new chancellor. We are committed to this institution, proud of what we have been and what we will be in years to come.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, our last speaker is Jonathan Flowers.
Chairman Thomas, members of the board, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Nice to see you again.
It's always a pleasure. So Board of Trustees Policies 3F1 states the following. The student constituency body shall be the official organization designated to represent students in matters pertaining to student welfare, student activities, student participation in campus affairs, student participation in institutional planning and administration, and student opinion. In instances of diminished student presence on campus, I ask that the board make an additional effort to ensure student input in administrative matters. As an example, the board might employ the use of university-approved communications mechanisms to distribute evaluations of candidates and their recorded forums. If the board is unwilling to take up this responsibility, I recommend that the board grant campus constituency groups access to those mechanisms that would enable the collection of student opinion on matters outlined in 3F1. While an imperfect solution, doing so would demonstrate the board's recognition of the import of student participation in the shared governance of this campus, as well as restore the vastly diminished confidence in the administrative structures of the university system. To conclude, while I appreciate the unique situation surrounding Matter A on your agenda, and I recognize the difficulties in scheduling where Matter A is concerned, I would be derelict in my responsibility as a head of a student constituency body not to communicate the concerns of my constituents where their inclusion in institutional planning and administration is concerned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And would you send that to...
Will do.
To Missy, and then she'll distribute copies to all of us.
I would be happy to.
Any other speakers, ma'am?
No.
Our next item is a matter regarding Chancellor SIUC, Board Agenda Item A. I will report that much success has been made, much progress and work, and we have nothing to report out at this time. That concludes the business for the Board of Trustees. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Board will be held July 13th at SIU School of Medicine in Springfield, big soiree of the alumni associations. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Media, any questions?